Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I will turn the call over to Mr. Chris Benedetto. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much, operator. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the third quarter. I hope everyone had a great, relaxing holiday weekend here in the United States. This is the first of nine sales acceleration and prospecting calls here in the third quarter. Why nine? Pipeline growth. The second half target is about 60% of our overall quota for the year, so we really need to ramp up our pipeline here in the second half. And these nine calls are going to be focused on helping you grow your pipeline through cross-sell activities, best practices, competitive takeout information, and obviously information on virtualization and security, asset management, and automation and storage. So first up today, we're going to cover our competitive analysis, and we're very glad to have Tony Williams with us today, who is our worldwide Crush HP and Crush Oracle and Sun sales leader. But before I turn it over to Tony, I just want to tell you how to get the files. If you're in this call already, you obviously have a meeting invitation. In the body of that invitation is a URL. Go to that URL, and you will see the main file that Tony is going to be using. And Tony was also nice enough to put together some detailed files, so you'll see additional files that we'd like you to follow up after this call, take a look at, some detailed information on Sun and Oracle and HP and how to beat them. Why are we doing this call? Because it's really important in this day and age to go after this business. We need to be armed for battle against our competition. They're coming at us, and they're coming at us hard, and Tivoli has a lot to gain here. So without further ado, I want to introduce Tony Williams. And, Tony, I want to thank you as well. You are a great partner in putting this material together, and I know you put a lot of effort into it. So thanks very much, and I'll hand the call over to you.
Right, Chris. Great. Thanks, and thanks, everybody, for listening today. We'll give you some ideas, maybe some ideas you have not thought about in ways to go after Oracle and Sun so you can build pipeline and close deals. I'd like to really, really thank Chris. Chris did a great job in helping us simplify this message and make it more effective, as well as David Dimson from Sales Acceleration, who just did a phenomenal job in just helping pull the message together. It's very complex. You know, there's so many subjects that we can talk about, and it's really hard. You know, how do we boil this down to help everybody on the phone? You know, so David just did an amazing job of helping us do that, and the portal reflects that. You'll see that. And as well as our new Crush Oracle sales leader, Anakan Atuan, who you'll have a chance to meet at the end of this call. He's our new worldwide Crush Oracle sales leader. He just helped us really pull together that message again to simplify it. So let's go through this today, and what are some of the challenges that the CIOs are facing and your customers are facing every day, and why Oracle and HP now? Why is it the time to go after them? How we compete and win? We'll talk about some win stories and what you need to do next, and some resources that can help you. And if you're in slideshow mode, any of the links you click will take you to the material. So go to slide three. You've probably seen some of these, but what are the top issues? What are the issues we're hearing that are important worldwide right now? And from the 2009 CIO survey results, where the 10 most visionary plan elements, things they're trying to address right now, and that we are trying to leverage Tivoli to help them with, are things like business intelligence and analytics, virtualization, risk management compliance, customer partner collaboration, mobility, self-service portals, application harmonization, business process management, and so forth. So you're probably well aware of the items here that these CIOs are trying to address every day. Moving to slide four, the infrastructure needs to get smarter. And when we say that, you know, we really mean that. And I know you know that. So it's how do we help 70% of the companies in the Global 1000 modify their data centers to increase power and cooling requirements, as an example? Or 70% on average is spent on maintaining current IT infrastructure versus adding new capabilities they can build out business and grow new revenue opportunities and reduce costs. 78% of CIOs want to improve the way they use and manage their data. So the IT infrastructure is under pressure. You know, it's not built for what's coming. As an example, 10 times the digital data is projected to grow tenfold. I mean, we're adding more pieces into the software that we can monitor and manage every day. And the digital data growth is going to be unstructured and requiring us to be able to click into things very quickly. You know, let's get up and running. Let's snap into a mobile device right away. Let's snap into a printer, or let's snap into a an energy system right away. Let's not require a lot of services and time to get that up and running. So that we can connect it and that we can manage it is really the challenge today. So moving to slide 5, we know this, right? The data connected to more devices with new delivery models are what is happening, and we are providing that capability. It's one of the reasons why we're doing well across all the different industries, as you can see the curve there on the right-hand side. So who does the issue affect? Well, obviously, line of business, as they manage their operations every day, and the information technology side. So maybe you're not as used to calling on the line of business executives as much as you are the IT side. And I know that's certainly my case, where my experiences have brought me mostly into the IT side. But now that we're getting smarter in delivering solutions like smarter food, smarter telecommunications, to the line of business, we can talk to those executives. That might open up more opportunities for you to go in and talk to them to build pipeline, and we'll give you some examples. So basically, we're going to use service management to help do that. So why should you fear Oracle? On slide 6, you may have heard some of these things, but some new ones would be Oracle sells an unlimited license agreement, and it's a way of them to go in and lock you in. They lock your software in for many years. So you have a lot of shelfware in some cases, and customers are unhappy with that. They're not able to get out of that. So what could they use that budget for if they weren't locked into this Oracle software? And Arnie is going to take you through some of that at the end of this call. So for Tivoli sellers, this might be something new you're hearing for the first time. The DB2 reps and the WebSphere reps competing against Oracle every day, they're used to that Oracle licensing. So this is something you may want to listen to. We have a chart at the end, and Arnie has an ROI calculator and some information that maybe can help you build some pipeline and go after this unpleasant experience customers are having with Oracle. So if we look at the software they have, we were surprised, but not so much as after they acquired Sun. We knew we were competing with security with Sun software. But if you look at their portfolio now, they sell performance management, identity, some e-business, utilities, and so forth, and they do have a whole package of products, or actually the point products, competing against Tivoli. So we'll drill into those a little bit. But we can crush Oracle Sun by selling integrated service management, and we'll give you some examples of where we've done that. Moving on to slide 7. Many of you have probably seen this slide already, where HP is moving up the executive level with the EDS acquisition. They talk to more of the senior-level executives these days. And we know they leverage the software as a loss leader when they're selling the servers, the storage, and the services. And they've been doing that for quite some time. And last year, and then into the first half of this year, they're doing that even more because we're really hitting them hard, and they're getting desperate to sell the software. So they do it, they'll lower the price, but we have to sell the value, and we have. And where we do that, it's not always easy, but when we're doing that, we're winning. You'll see a star at the top, the red indicating new. Well, that was HP's announcement 3 weeks ago at Software Universe. And you need to be aware of this because this is called BSM 9.0, Business Service Management 9.0. They're announcing a new release, a new way of selling service management, and they tout it as being very easy when really it's an architecture. This is not a product. This is an architecture with no roadmap. And I can say that because myself and the Tivoli Competitive Action Team, we were actually sitting in the room at HP Software Universe when the customers were asking them that question. So you need to be aware of this because this could impact your second half. So just, again, contact us as soon as you can. But we can crush them by selling integrated service management. So moving to the next slide, slide 8, this is how we break it out across the different competitors, and you can see some of the gaps they have as you go down the different capabilities of service delivery and process automation, service availability, performance management, and so on. So we're not going to go into the deep dive discussions today about where we're stronger and why we're stronger. That can be followed up in a number of ways. You can go into some of the files that Chris mentioned. We have some more detailed charts available in the portal. Download those when you have time, or contact us and we can take you through, you know, all the different reasons why we're better. So moving to slide 9, these are the top reasons, if we boil it down, to why we're better on the left-hand side. The other vendors are not integrated. They're clearly not an integrated solution. And many of our customers want integration because they can no longer afford to pay for the services and the time to integrate these products and get value quickly. It's just not affordable, and it's just impacting their services delivery. Lacks a common data model. Oracle doesn't even have a data model. They have no CMDB. HP has 4. So that definitely impacts a business, because if you're loading your data into 4 different places, that's 4 different ways to access that data, and it just takes longer to get it up and running, to maintain it, to find a problem, and so forth. Now, with Oracle, if you don't even have a data model, then, you know, how do you have consistency? How do you provide, you know, a common platform across all the different services you have to deliver? You can't do that. Disjointed processes. And then rip and replace upgrades. Clearly, that's the case with some of the Sun software. After the migration, they don't have a good roadmap after the Oracle acquisition. And the HP has significant issues with rip and replace. It's amazing how the new BSM 9.0 is touted as an upgrade to a product they call Business Availability Center. You may have heard of that before, BAC. There's no roadmap to it. There literally is no roadmap or migration path. And again, I can say that because I was in the room when a customer asked them, do you have a roadmap? What is the upgrade path? And the answer was no. And that was from the manager of the BSM 9.0 release. Amazing. So we need to capitalize on that. And then higher cost of ownership obviously would be the result of all the above issues that we pointed out. Now, what's important at the, in the box at the bottom? So take a look at this. This is kind of a summary. There's no common dashboard, and that's important to many customers. No Z support. So if you're selling Z software, or if you have a customer that has Z and that's important to them, well, these competitors don't have Z support, or they have limited Z support. As an example, CA has no support for BSM and limited distributed security and limited depth in discovery. Right. So BMC has no Z support for Service Desk. So again, we can go into the different issues that the competitors have at a later point, but I just wanted to point out some of the major things. Moving to slide 10, working smarter. So Tivoli is one element of a broader IBM software solution. So it's application software, or it's software. We're providing software for business value with smarter runtime. It's WebSphere, or smarter management with Tivoli, or design with Rational. It's a complete portfolio, integrated. We have the integrated products available now. We can deliver faster. So we need to leverage that message. And then how we've done it. Well, we have many examples. And Smarter Planet enables organizations to solve the problems before the problem, like Tri-City, through they expect to achieve operational efficiency and power savings as a result of using Tivoli with some cloud solutions. And Bardi. They are now able to scale out. They replaced HP TMIP, and they're able to scale out and grow the business a little bit faster without having to spend so much in services and take so much time. Moving to slide 11, these are some very recent examples of customers that migrated off of HP software. What's the value? Well, Vodafone was a very competitive deal over in UK. Vodafone had HP software and smarts, and we just won that back, and they're kicking that out, and that was a win back in May. And because of Tivoli now, we're able to reduce future CapEx and OpEx expenditures and help their business. So it's pretty exciting. United Healthcare is another example in the States where HP monitoring is not able to monitor an HP UX power supply. So the power supply on the box went out, and it does have redundancy, and it flipped over to the second power supply. Well, then that actually failed too. So when the server went down, 4 key applications were out for over 8 hours. It severely impacted the business. So it's something that HP cannot do. So we were able to sell ITM in there to replace HP monitoring. That's an example of how we provide business value out of the box. Zon is one of the largest telcos over in Portugal. And we were excited about this because they came to us and said, we're replacing HP Network Node Manager with Tivoli, And we're able to scale out and get the system installed faster, and it provides more value to us to connect into HDTV, high-speed internet access, and so forth as they add new services right to their business. And they begged us. They literally begged us to do a press release. They said, we are so unhappy with HP. Can we do a press release with IBM telling everybody about why we got rid of HP? So we said, sure. So that press release is going to be coming out in about a week. We're pretty excited about that. Moving on to slide 12, here's some Oracle examples. So we are replacing Oracle and Sun as well as we start to focus on that. And we said, you know what? This is a new opportunity to build pipeline. I know I never thought about Oracle Sun as something to pay attention to unless you were selling, obviously, security against Sun WaveSet and that security product line. Never really thought about, you know what, let's go after Oracle Sun to build my pipeline and help me retire some of my quota. Well, guess what? It clearly is a case now where we can do that and we should do that. Like Blue Cross Blue Shield is an example where they replace the security and the storage from Sun and are driving more business there for Tivoli. Portland General Electric was a really large deal, and they were able to provide smarter access management by going in, asset management, by going in and surrounding the Oracle business application with MRO, because we can integrate faster with that than Oracle can. So we were able to reduce the customization cost and deploy faster than Oracle could with their own application. So that was interesting to find that out. And then MetLife over in India, smarter security management is another example of replacing security with Tivoli software. So we have many more business examples. These are ROI and case studies available from the Crush. Just contact your Crush HP or Oracle Sun leaders, and we have it's probably about 30 or 35 slides, all kinds of customer case studies. We have a lot of new ones in there, and we'll be adding more over the next few weeks. So moving to slide 13, we can crush HP Oracle by talking to all levels of customers. And this is a new slide, and we say, you know what, we now have three ways to sell against the competition. The higher the better. You know, obviously you know that, right? But you may not have a choice, but you do have a choice in how you sell. And what we mean by that is sometimes you meet with a CIO and he goes, yeah, that sounds great. You know, why don't you meet with my technical staff and I'll let them make the decision. So he throws you over into the room and now you have to meet with the technical guys. And now it obviously turns into a technical discussion. Or sometimes the CIO will say, tell me more. I want to talk to you more about what you just said. Let's keep the discussion at my level. I'm going to make the decision, right? Now you can also move up the food chain here and we can talk to line of business executives and talk to them about the value of helping their business application, what they're doing every day. So if we do that, if we're able to go in and talk their language, we can meet with all decision makers and that's going to help us win more deals. So as an example, in the first bullet here, with C-level and line of business executives, sell the business solution. As an example, smarter telecommunications or smarter food. When I met with the CIO of Indo Foods over in Indonesia, it's one of the largest food manufacturing companies in the world. And when I talk to him in terms that he understands, he gets very excited, right? So you talk to him and his line of business executives that were in the room and said, we helped these other companies with smarter branding or with smarter food supply. You know, smarter farm management, and this is how we did it. So before you meet with them, one suggestion, you know, sell the business solution, obviously, when you talk to them. Go out to the reference database. There are many case studies in there about how IBM helped solve similar problems in their industry. And then look at the solution and maybe cut out a couple of slides, you know, and put them into your own message and then talk their language. You know, we helped Globe Telecom achieve new revenue opportunities. You know, if you know that this business is looking to grow new revenue opportunities that you're talking to, we'll give them a couple of examples of how we did that. And those examples are in there. CIO and staff, the same thing, sell the solution. Maybe they don't care about the business side of it as much. They're looking at a solution right now where a CIO is saying, you know what, I need to converge my wireline and wireless management like Swisscom had to do. That's the challenge I have right now. I have a lot of cost in there. I'm not able to deliver services quickly. That's what I have to do. Can you help me do that? Then we find out how we did it elsewhere, meet with the customer and say, sure, We helped this customer convert wireline and wireless management into a common dashboard. We saved them costs. We improved services. And then the customer says, you know what? Wow, I like that. Keep going. Tell me more. Then, of course, the third way, which we try to avoid if we can, but you know we're not always successful, is the technical sale. You know, the technical staff, they want to know why we're better, how we're better. We have to prove it. You know, you're going to have a customer in the room raise his hand and say, oh, you can't do that. HP is the best. You know, and they'll find one reason in there to stop the whole deal and keep it from being from remaining with HP or Oracle. I mean, you know that. You've been involved in these deals many times. So in that case, we have to walk in there as an expert. And, you know, so a suggestion is contact the competitive teams early to unlock the kill points. You know, you can't be expected to know these. This is what we do every day. Maybe we can give you some ideas and things you didn't think about before you meet with the customer or before you start that POC so you can guide that sale, guide that demo in a way that's going to knock out HP and knock Oracle Sun out before the customer even raises his hand and says, you know, what about this and what about that, right? So these are just some examples of how we're delivering value, and we have a lot of case studies and references available that can help us talk to all levels of customers. So moving to slide 14. So what are the HP scenarios, or what questions should I start with when I meet with my customer? And we put a lot of thought into this, and we said, okay, let's pick some questions out that are working around the world that will help you identify an opportunity or work with your customer maybe to get to the next level, the next positive point in the sale there, right? So looking at the first bullet, obviously, do you want better visibility of critical applications, right? So we all know about that question, but it's important. Would you like to become more preventative and predictive? What about tearing out the cost of managing and delivering services? Is integration important? And that's really good because integration, it's a good question because integration is going to set you up for success against everybody else that are there because they're not integrated. And then the next one is important. So is integration important? Would you like to provide the capabilities quickly? Because obviously HP is not able to do that. Right? Then follow up with some problem questions. Ask your customer, you know, do you have HP software? How long have you been using the software? Are you satisfied? Are these applications integrated, and can they quickly quickly identify and resolve problems? Are you planning to upgrade? What versions do you have? When does maintenance renewal expire? And if you could change one thing about the products, what would you do? What would you ask for? Because maybe we have that capability now. And then, are they consolidating tools or in the process of upgrading the existing tools, and would you consider looking at IBM a little bit more? So they may not answer all these questions, but, you know, as you know, the more information you have, the better. And then continue with a few impactful questions. And this is important because this is where you're setting up the competition. Are you looking for an architecture to deliver BSM or a quickly implemented and validated solution? Remember, HP is an architecture. It's not a solution. Are you interested in integrating and customizing many products on your own? And for the HP products you have, or obviously you don't have to say HP, but for the other products you have, is there a migration roadmap available to help you get to that common dashboard that you're trying to achieve? And is true end-to-end service management, including Z and multi-vendor technologies, important to you? And then last but not least, if the customer service management environment is not yet integrated, make sure your questions are future tense. As an example, how will you integrate your HP applications with Z and the multi-vendor technologies that you have? Instead of, are you able to integrate your HP applications? Because if you ask them that question, they'll say, sure, no problem. You know, technical guys, oh, yeah, that's not a problem. But if you ask them, how are you going to do it? Guess what? They don't have an answer because there is no answer. So that's how you're going to gain an advantage there over HP. So moving to the next set of questions on 15. Now, for Oracle. This is important here for us, for the Tivoli sales rep, maybe that's not so experienced with selling against Oracle software. Are you tying up money for Oracle licenses on day one that you may not deploy for 2 to 3 years? Are you paying for support that you won't deploy for 1 to 2 more years? What other projects could you have funded if that money had not been tied up with the Oracle Unlimited License Agreement? And it's important because many customers are dissatisfied, And Arnie's going to take you through, we have materials that can help you understand the Oracle licensing and how we counter that with IBM software to win the customers over. And then you go into the set of questions that are the same as previously. Do you want better visibility? Would you like to become more predictive and preventative, tearing out cost, integration, and providing the capabilities quickly? Because these are strengths that we have with Oracle Sun as well. And then moving to the next set of scenarios, again, it's asking them if they have the Oracle Sun software and the same set of questions. Are you happy with it? When are your licenses going to expire and so forth? Then moving to the bottom, the impact questions. Are you looking for many point products to deliver service management or a quickly implemented and validated solution? So if they want point products, well, that's what they're getting from Oracle Sun. And then the integration and customization and the end-to-end management, including Z, these are things that Oracle cannot do. Now, I think it would be beneficial for you to click this link on at the bottom, because this is the play. This is the Oracle Sun takeout play. And Dave Dempsey and team has put a lot of time into this, and what this has is the four key scenarios that you can leverage to go in and drill into security, cloud virtualization, asset management, and application management. You're going to see more questions in there that you can ask and target to the CEO, the CIO, the line of business, the technical staff, and you can pick some of the questions out. Maybe these are questions you didn't think about, and use those to go in and help you build pipeline. There's also materials there, quick reference guides, and a lot of information there to help you with your play and be more effective. So click that link out. Click the link when you have a chance and go in and review that. So let's move to slide 16. So where do we stand with HP and Oracle Sun? Well, we took a snapshot. We took a pipeline again for you today, and we said, wow. I mean, our HP pipeline is $400 million right now. That's three times what it was this time last year. And you can see the breakout. It's monitoring and enterprise asset management, storage, and security. We already have 80 winbacks this year. We had 255 in 2009, and we already have 80. And that's before we do our second quarter audit. So we're on track to exceed, to at least meet, but we're projecting we're going to exceed the number of winbacks we had against HP last year. So we need to continue that. And then looking at the Oracle Sun pipeline, it was the first time we did a snapshot. I think it was April the 2nd, and we were surprised at the amount of pipeline we had against Oracle. We have $180 million sitting in there right now, and you can see the breakdown between security, monitoring and automation, enterprise asset management, and some on the storage side. We have 11 winbacks, and we have 208 wins against Oracle Sun in the first half, and again, that's before we do the audit for the second quarter. So there's quite a bit of money to be made out there going against these guys. Moving to slide 17, what kind of company should you target? And the greatest opportunities, obviously, are financial, communications, public, IT service providers, and government. We're seeing a lot of business in government this year. Clients dealing with consolidation of data centers and tools or vendors. And any client, obviously, looking for operational efficiency through automation, reduction of manual tasks, and with large, complex applications, using IT to drive cost down and increased revenue opportunities. And then focused on virtualization in medium and large-scale data centers. And the bottom is very important, any customer that has HP and Sun servers. So call on Sun's top customers. So here's the focus now for Oracle Sun. Pay attention to software group, the all-you-can-eat. It's called all-you-can-eat or unlimited license purchase option to help you beat Oracle's unlimited license agreement. You may be used to the ELA. Well, we have a couple more options in software group to help you counter Oracle. Then Oracle Sun Service Management Stack is virtually non-existent. It's not integrated and there's no roadmap. The second bullet's important. Any customer migrating off of Sun Service to IBM or storage to IBM, these customers need service management. They either have it or they're going to buy it. They're either going to buy it from HP, Sun, or somebody else. So join the STG sellers on Power 7 deal flow. Ask them, is the customer migrating off of Sun servers? That's the time to get in there and say, you know what, there's a $5 million server deal going down. You may be able to slip in $50,000 worth of security or $200,000 worth of storage software because the customer is unhappy with their Oracle Sun roadmap, get your roadmap in there in front of them, and it may be easier for you to win a deal. And the same is with customers migrating off of Oracle database, because they are doing it, right? And also the web logic. You know, you might know that Oracle bought WebLogic, so WebSphere is in there trying to displace that product. The same thing. Database, customer moving from Oracle over to IBM, they're ripe to sell them security, monitoring, storage, automation, provisioning. You know, they need all these products. They need a service desk, right? Same as the portal. So call the reps and ask them what's going on and see if there's an opportunity. Then customers with the service management and asset management software, the Oracle software itself. Sun customers are dissatisfied with the roadmap. Oracle customers are dissatisfied with the licensing and lack of integration. These are the four core areas to attack. And as I mentioned before, all the information you need, there's quite a bit, is available out there on the portal. And approach customers, and here's another idea, approach customers that have previously migrated from Sun. Maybe they migrated from Sun to IBM last year. Now they have IBM service, but they still have the Oracle Sun software. So, you know, talk to them and say, how do you like your IBM servers? Are you happy with IBM? And would you consider now taking a look at the software and moving that over? And then leverage the Sun software migration incentive, where it's 50% off entitled price of any Oracle Sun software, the Tivoli software migrated to IBM. You can click that link and get more information. There's a customer brochure there as well. So moving to the next slide for HP, customers migrating off of HP to IBM as well. There's many of them. It's the same thing. Talk to the SDG sellers and find out, you know, if there's an opportunity there. And then this is really the play for HP is the next bullet. The 9 core areas to attack, and this is where we are replacing HP software. Service assurance, service management, service delivery and process automation, storage, security, virtualization cloud, application software lifecycle with rational and SOA governance with WebSphere. Now, you're going to see item number 7 is new, print management. We're going to be announcing I'm announcing it today, new initiative with Rico, and you're going to be hearing more about this from Joao in the next couple of weeks. This is very important. Print management. We have a partnership with Rico where we can go in and rip out 20 to 30% of the customer's cost of printing by selling the Rico printers and the Tivoli software that's already up and running and monitoring and managing the Rico printers. So this is an exciting opportunity. It's something new. Many of you on the phone are probably already have some of this in your pipeline. But if you don't, it's something that you should talk to us about, you know, find out a little bit more about this, because some customers, you know, they don't care what kind of printers they have. They want to save money. And it's a way to go in there and help you retire some of your quota. Then approach customers that have previously migrated, just like we mentioned with Sun on the previous slide, and then leverage the software discount that we have at the bottom. And again, business partners participate in that too. Moving to the next slide, call to action. Attend the Smarter Systems events. You may want to go to these. I believe there's hundreds of these. I'm not sure exactly how many, but quite a few. They've already had some, but there's quite a few in the second half. The link's at the bottom. This is an Oracle Sun-focused attack. There's going to be a lot of customers in the room. And what we did was we helped them with the message they're giving their customers in why Tivoli is a better roadmap for their Oracle Sun software. So the executives that are going to be presenting to your customers that day in the room, they already have the slides that we help them with to set you up to go in and talk to these customers. So if you click that link, that's going to tell you where these cities are, and then maybe you may want to go and attend some of these. The next slide is an example of our external website. We have 80 customers already, 255 last year for HP. We're going to be doing a press release any day on Zon, another example. And at the bottom, over 200 customers have migrated off of HP and Sun to IBM just in the first quarter. So this is just some information to validate some of the things I mentioned. So let's move to slide 22. Build pipeline, right? Build pipeline, build pipeline. Let's crush Oracle, HP, and Sun, right? Identify the competitive threats and opportunities in your accounts. Leverage the Big Fix acquisition. If you haven't had time because you're celebrating your second quarter and your first half, that's fine. But you wake up today and you hear about a company called Big Fix. We're pretty excited about it because it provides security and provisioning. This is a real nice capability to go knock out these competitors. There's a link there. You're going to hear more about that, and it's going to be up and running probably in August. It's going to be a quick acquisition for us, add a lot of new capabilities. So attack all the competitive accounts with confidence. Call us early for help. That's key. Contact your STG rep. As I mentioned before, are they replacing servers in the account, HP and Oracle server, Sun servers? If they are, let's see if there's an opportunity to get that software moved over to IBM. Contact the DB2 and Webster rep, same thing. Those DB2 customers, those Webster portal customers, they need all your software. So talk to them and see if there's a play there. Now, for HP deals, contact your Crush HP Geo Leader and Tivoli Competitive Action team early for help. There's a link for Tivoli Competitive Action. And you have Brent Jensen from Tivoli Competitive Action has joined the Crush HP team. He's available to help you, as well as Chris French has joined the Crush HP team from the federal team, and he is going to be our expert on security and provisioning going against opsware and a number of the other capabilities. Brent will be focused on the automation and the monitoring side and the TMIP side. So give those guys a call, and let's help you early on in the life cycle of these deals. And then we suggest you do a for Oracle Sun, we suggest you contact our newest sales leader is Arnie, and he is going to say a few things to you in a few minutes. He's a worldwide Crush Oracle Sun sales leader. He has experience selling against Oracle Sun, and he's going to help you. We're pretty excited to have him on our team. And then contact the folks and conduct a competitive sales clinic. You know, it's just a one-hour call. Get on the phone with us. Let's go through your deal. And maybe we have some ideas or some things that can help you move that deal along or start a deal. You know, that's what we're here for. Log your SIBO opportunities in there as appropriate. You know, obviously you know that. And I want to thank everybody for the opportunity today. I know I've been going through these slides very quickly, but just wanted to give you a high-level overview, some things to think about, and how to go against the competition. There's a lot more information available. And before I turn it over to Q&A, I'd like to introduce Arnie and have him say a few words.
Thank you so much, Tony. And again, my name is Anekan Ituen. I do go by Arnie. And I'm excited to be part of this wonderful team, Worldwide Crush Sun Oracle team. Just a little background on me. I've been with IBM for over 18 years. I've held several positions. Of recent, as Senior Client Relationship Manager, selling hardware, software offerings, as well as consolidation and virtualization initiatives. Strategic engagements include service management, cloud computing, networking, Cognos, business intelligence, smarter planets, stable and dynamic infrastructure. Also worked on the worldwide Coca-Cola team as Global Plan Exec and the Home Depot team. Well, enough about me. Let's talk about what's at hand. Recently, Larry Ellison, as we know, is the CEO of Oracle, went on record saying that means of selling for Oracle is that they would rather sit down with a customer and agree on the company license use as much as you need, which is the EULAR. So what does it actually mean? Well, the Oracle uses the unlimited licensing agreement as an offensive weapon, you know, offering customers unlimited usage of specified products and features, you know, to customers. And what they do is actually they combine technology and application products under one unlimited deal. If you can please switch to chart 31 under the backup chart, you see what I'm talking about here. And they use fixed costs for license and continued support for duration of the agreement, which means that they also provide long-term agreements, usually 3 to 5 years or longer. And some of this may be new to you. Some of us on the phone may be already used to the Oracle strategy and tactics in the marketplace. Well, you may say, well, why does Oracle unlimited purchase options attractive to, you know, to customers? It offers customers budget predictability and also makes customers feel that they have reduced time of investment. That means they won't have to negotiate for further licenses as they go along because, it's a built-in, they can get as much licenses as they need to. That may not be true because what Oracle sellers normally do is that when they go into shops, they sit down and fully understand exactly how many processors that customer is going to need. And so when they do the calculation, they overestimate, to customers numbers that, number of processors that, that customers may be, may need to use in the future. And that normally, does not turn out to be the same. For example, a customer may need 100 processors. Oracle, sellers will go in and say, well, I think we need 150. So what happens to the other 50 if customer doesn't use it? Well, it goes back to the pocket of Oracle. And the other thing is that there are a few things that customers are actually struggling with today in the marketplace with Oracle EULA. The support structure is all or nothing. The licenses must be under current support agreement. If unsupported, licenses will be canceled and they won't help customers when they're calling for support. The other thing is that when the customers want to update unsupported licenses, Oracle can charge an additional penalty of 150% of previous support costs, being that it wasn't under the licensing agreement that they signed. So customers must pay the equivalent support fee for duration of lapses in support and one additional licenses just to get support. So these are some of the pain points that that customers are going through on a daily basis, trying to get their arms around how to work with Oracle. And this opens up, an opportunity for us, to go in, talk to customers, and get a clear understanding of, what we need to do. So what we need to do, in my opinion, is that we need to get a clear understanding of the unlimited licensing of Oracle, the EULA. Learn how we can aggressively use EULA to gain mindshare from Oracle, understand the customer's business, and also at the same time understand how we could use all you can eat, as you heard from Tony, all you can eat, tactics to go against, Oracle. We are winning, as you've heard the numbers from Tony. We're using our new software pricing model against EULA. I will suggest that we begin by really having business conversations with executives, with C-level executives in each of our accounts or competitive accounts. To sit down, with CEOs, COOs, CFOs, or CIOs, or line of business executives, to ask them, questions, to have a thought provoking questions, such as, Mr. Customer, as you've already heard from Tony, have you recently renewed or signed licensing, agreement, with Sun? By so doing, get a response from those customers, and then be able to respond. So I'm available to to help you going forward. My contact information is available on Blue Pages. You may call me at 404-822-0054 or look me up in Blue Pages. My email address is itunus@ibm.com. And look forward to working with every one of you. Please call me. I'm also eager to get engaged. Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you on the trail.
Thanks very much, Arnie, and thank you, Tony. Operator, I'd like to open up the lines for questions.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please.
Okay, so while everybody's pressing star 1, Tony, let me pitch a question to you. So Oracle and HP are directly targeting system I and P, it looks like, so, the hardware base. So what do you think is the Tivoli value add to the system P and I pieces here, and what would you state to the collected audience here as kind of a next step to help our STG reps?
Well, really, what it is there are software issues with HP, and so when we talk to our customers, they may not want to admit it if they really like HP, but they know there are issues. So really to talk to the STT reps and find out if there's a deal going down, if there is a hardware deal going down, you know, that's the right time to get in there and take a look at the HP software. Because the rep, the ASTG rep, is probably not talking to them about HP monitoring or HP storage or the lack of HP security or whatever they have or some of the software products from Oracle Sun on that account. They're probably not, I guarantee they're not, they don't care about that software. I shouldn't say they don't care, but they're not talking about it. And that's the time to get up in front of the customer because the customer might be having an issue with HP monitoring, like I mentioned in the call with U.S. Healthcare. You know, they can't monitor AIX boxes, or they can't do this, or they can't do that, or they can't integrate this with that. You know, customer's frustrated. Customer's looking for an alternative. But we haven't been in front of them and shown them that we have an alternative. We have a roadmap.
Sure. And, of course, the System Z piece is a big differentiator for us, too. So that's obviously part of this competitive effort. I think you mentioned it a number of times, right?
Yes, definitely a big effort. I mean, a big competitive advantage we have.
Okay. Well, before we go to questions, again, I'll just recap. We've got 9 calls like this. I know that they're packed with information, but, again, this is to help everybody with second-half pipeline growth. Big targets in Q4 in particular. So stay tuned for 8 more of these. And, operator, I'll hand it over to you to see if there are questions.
We do have a question from Nicholas. Your line is open.
Yes, hi. Nick Spaltro here. One of the comments I wanted to make, having had direct experience both working for Oracle and competing against Oracle on the all-you-can-eat licenses, is that the customer needs to make sure that he or she has legal staff on hand, because these all-you-can-eat licenses frequently lead to disputes which require lawyers.
That's great. That's good news. Thanks. Thanks for that. I mean, we hear that the customers are upset. So, as we're saying, it's, you know, maybe a good opportunity to get in front of the customers and say, hey, man, we might have a good roadmap here for you. The customer might say, wow, please help me because I'm not happy. We know that is the case in a lot of situations already.
We do have another question from Daniel. Your line is open.
Oh, good morning. You mean Dan Coffey?
Your line is open.
Good morning. Couple of things. Thanks for this. It's been very useful. I'm on the Maximo, Tivoli Maximo team. And I just wanted to underline the fact that many service management customers of Hewlett-Packard will also be Oracle Sun customers, particularly out west. So we can look at Oracle Sun, Hewlett-Packard together in many ways. That said, I wanted to ask you about one of your impact questions. You mentioned service management with Oracle, the Oracle Sun qualifying scenario. It's probably the case that much of the service management is actually delivered by Hewlett-Packard in many Oracle Sun accounts. Would you agree?
You know what? That's a good point, and I would agree with that because Oracle doesn't care about services in the past.
Right.
I don't think
they have an integrated or even a non-integrated service management. They don't have a help desk, for example, and they.
That's right. That's right. And they don't care. Well, they have a service desk, but as you know, it's asset side. It's not the IT side. There's a small IT piece, but you're right. They didn't care about services as much. They use their partners to do services, and they don't care about the integration. They just want to sell you an application, a database application, or JD Edwards or whatever. And they don't even talk about service management. So that's a good opportunity
Yeah, but it's likely that most Oracle Sun customers would, you know, our target would be HP's underbelly or CA's.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a point. The other question was on the momentum slide, on the scorecard data slide, the next slide, you have 66 million EAM displacement at HP and 40 million EAM displacement at Sun Oracle. That's very interesting to our team. Do you have a list of those customers and those accounts?
Sure do.
It would be great to get that Dan Coffey or Ray Misiek, my leader.
Send me an email. I'll flip that over to you.
Will do. Love to see
yeah.
that. Thank you.
Yeah, that was the first time we cut it up that way to see what it was.
Yeah.
And we were shocked, to be honest with you. I thought I was going to see more on the Oracle side, security and storage in EAM.
Yeah,
you know,
I didn't think either Sun or HP had enough EAM to provide $100 million worth of displacement.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I agree.
Thank you.
Yep.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. Tony, Arnie, again, my sincere thanks. You guys did a great job, and I'm sure the folks on the call believe that as well. Next week, stay tuned for a great session on service management whiteboarding and what's working and why. We're going to have a roundtable discussion with 7 to 9 different reps that have been using service management whiteboarding, customizing it, and they're going to tell you about their tips and tricks, best practices, and again, as I said, what's working and why. So stay tuned for another great call next week. Tony, I'll let you close the call, and I do appreciate your efforts this week.
Great, Chris. Thanks a lot. And once again, I want to thank you and Dave and Arnie and everybody else who helped us put this thing together and make it easier to understand. I hope it was easier to understand. If it wasn't, then you can blame Chris, Dave, and Arnie, and I'll get out of it. But get to us as soon as you can. If you have a deal, you know, give us a call, and maybe we have an idea to help you. Typically competitive action as well. We, you know, drill down into whatever you guys need out there to help make you successful, and good luck in the second half.
Thank you, everybody. The call is concluded. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.